कृष्ण, मटेरियल एडवर्सिटी इज अ स्पर टू ट्रांसफॉर्म स्पिरिचुअल अपॉर्चुनिटी इनटू एग्जिस्टेंशियल नेसेसिटी. स्पिरिचुअल अपॉर्चुनिटी रेफर्स टू द अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर स्पिरिचुअल ग्रोथ दैट वी हैव इन आवर ह्यूमन लाइफ बाय प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति. We can study scripture, associate with devotees, chant the holy names, take darshan of deities, and through all these activities we can grow spiritually and move closer and closer to Krishna. Non-human beings don't have this opportunity, and even millions of human beings don't have this opportunity. So we are among the fortunate few who have this opportunity, those of us who have been connected with Krishna and bhakti. But unfortunately, although the opportunity is there, we don't feel the urgency for it. We think it is optional. We don't feel it as a necessity because we feel that material life is also okay and things are going on fine and I can practice bhakti, but little bhakti, little worldly enjoyment, and I can practice bhakti later also. So we don't have that sense of urgency. But when some material adversity comes in our life, when things at the material level seem to be just crumbling, and the things which we took delight in, the things which we sought shelter and pleasure in, they seem to all turn against us, and they instead of giving pleasure, they give pain. At that time, we recognize that we desperately need a stable shelter. And then, if we have practiced bhakti earlier, then our spiritual instincts will kick in, and they will inspire us to take shelter of Krishna. And thus, the material adversity can become a spur for transforming the spiritual opportunity that was always there, but we were not tapping it wholeheartedly. That can become an existential necessity. We understand, without Krishna, I cannot live my life. There's so many problems. I can't deal with them without Krishna. I need Krishna's help. So for our very existence, Krishna and remembrance of Krishna and guide absorption in Krishna and His guidance become a necessity. And that is a great blessing actually. Because that enables us to seriously and deeply go into our relationship with Krishna and experience the sublime taste of absorption in Krishna and thereby become convinced that this is where we should be seeking shelter and pleasure and not in material things. Such a transformation happened for Arjuna also. At the start of the Bhagavad Gita, he faced an adversity in the form of the prospect of a fratricidal war. So it is described from 1.26 or 27 onwards how Arjuna was overwhelmed. Drishtve mam swajanam Krishna yutsam samupasthitam sidanti mama gatrani mukham cha parishushyate. So he says that as soon as I see Drishtve mam swajanam Krishna, my own people, I see them yutsam samupasthitam, ready to fight. Sidanti mama gatrani, my limbs are trembling. Mukham cha parishushyati, my mouth is drying up. Vepatushcha sharire me romaharshascha jayate gandivam sramsate hastat tvakchaya taiva paridhayate. So he says in 29 text that Vepatushcha sharire me, that my body is trembling. Romaharshascha jayate, that my hair are standing on end in fear. Gandivam sramsate hastat, the Gandiva is slipping from my hand. Tvakchaiva paridhayate, my whole skin is burning. And then he further says, Nacha shaknomi avasthatum brahmativa cha me manaha nimittani cha pashyami viparitani keshava. He says, I don't see anything positive. I can't stay here because my mind is reeling. And nimittani cha pashyami viparitani keshava. Oh Keshava Arjuna, I see everything unfavorable. What should I do in such a situation? Please, O Lord, guide me. Please help me. He begs to Krishna for help. And thus he learns the wisdom of the Gita and thereby becomes absorbed in Krishna. Similarly, we too can become deeply absorbed in Krishna by seeing material adversity as an impetus. Oh, now I have got experience, first-hand experience, that material things cannot offer genuine shelter. Therefore, let me find shelter where the genuine shelter actually exists, and that is in Krishna. In this way, when we become absorbed in Krishna, then we transcend material existence, and even while in this material existence, we experience the sublime shelter, which will shelter us from adversities and from temptations, and thus enable us to march steadily towards the abode of Krishna, which is beyond temptations and beyond tribulations. Thank you.